The West Side Ballet is presenting its 46th season of the holiday classic at the Broad Stage, the longest-running Nutcracker in L.A. There's a live orchestra, and the colorful scenery and costumes are thoroughly professional. But what really makes the production magical is the gamut of performers, from the company's youngest students who play the mice to renowned guest artists, and all levels in between. Company Artistic Director Martine Harley, a former soloist with the Houston Ballet, says nearly 100 performers take part in this Nutcracker.
And most of those dancers are from the school. We only have a few guest artists that fill out the character roles and the principal cavalier roles. So from the littlest ones all the way to the principal dancers like the Sugar Plum Fairy or the Arabian, these are all children that have grown up in our school and started out as little mice and soldiers in the party scene, in the battle scene, and now are the Dewdrop Fairy.
Former Nutcracker Mouse and Santa Monica High School students Zane Tevilder and Jesswin has been promoted to Snow Cavalier and the Spanish Pas de Deux this year. Zane says his family's incredibly supportive, and he believes the stigma of being a young male ballet dancer is slowly fading. But, oh yeah, he's been teased. Kind of a bullying.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm lucky to say that I don't think I've been bullied too hard about it. I've definitely seen and been in multiple scenarios that have occurred where people have made fun of me or said rude things about me dancing, but I've always been able to just come back. I'll be like, come take a ballet class with me. We'll see how that plays out for you.
Zane and nearly 100 other West Side Ballet students leap into their final sold-out Nutcracker performances this weekend. For Arts Alive, I'm Gail Eichenthal.